כאן לחוצר אחר, נעלה ציד רשי. כאן לחוצר, איזה חוצר, שאויו אימי בסייך, אוי זמות על הרזירו. אבל לחוצר אחר, הסמוך או לא, עושה לי זה יקום, עושה לי זה יקום. כדיבוי מני רוב ומרב נחת, הוי שם יודם לי הפרס, והציעו לחוץ, מהו להרזיר או לאיזה חוצר, אומר לי מותר, לחוצר אחרס, מהו, אומר לי עושר. So, או מי שני, so he said, לכי תיכל עלי, קבר לי מילך, הוסום לי סבדי מחשבתי, הוכי סבדי מחשבתי, בבדיחו סדלי, כשתימדית, ליקור של מלך, אם לא חותמי של דובו, לשנחין אלה שתיך לוקור של מלך לסוך להשווי סם זו לזו מחשבתי שנסחבים לפני סום מחוץ הזה לא נסקיים היל כך לא יגוז אבל לחוצר אחרס נסקיים ומחשבתי ויגוזר דיל מוזים נאחריתי שעוד אלה אלה ששרד ששרד So in other words, so the Ram says that according to Rashi So, b'meizit So it is also harzia, but we still say in regard to the case of idik pas bitano b'meizid. So then it's mutar over there. So why? Because over there, if we are not matter him, so he will certainly be involved in the melacha deraisa. Mashein kein here, he doesn't have to become involved in the melacha deraisa. This is Rashi. Now. Let's see the thesis. Mao she teose ki kamales. Ki gen she heitzi yodei mleyo lechutz ula dur. Avo bin yinach eloi do otnan bifirik basra deirev meida modom bishis hayochid im talpo bishis rabim vle have kamales el in yirishus she aguf shom she dey meyeis el ishte rishuiz. In other words, if the guf stands in the rishus hayochid and the hand is stretched out in rishus rabim so then according to one alternative of the Gemara So it has a din of a kamelis. Mikansu rabonon leadure nira leridi goras mi osru. Vle goras mikansu. Vle kamel bisomor kemeit med lavki kamelis damye. Amrinen dos laarzir o mishum knas. So that is once we assume that it's not kamelis. So the implication is that according to the alternative is kamelis, then we don't have to resort to knas. So in other words, so the reed is not geiris rashes geiris. Vishemo hodo abduo ki kamales name have knose. Vinafkemine di osea bishegeik mbeidye. So, in other words, so we can be geiris. As Rashi is geiris. Mikonsu rabbonon. But, so when the Gemara at the very outset also based it upon knas. So, without the time of knas, the Chachomim wouldn't declare it as a kamales. Seklanis. But, according to the alternative of Kamales, so it has a din of a Kamales, and the tam is knas, but the knas is not the essence of the isa. And then the Gemara says in the other lishenis, except in the first lashon, that it certainly does not have a din of a Kamales, but under many circumstances, it's also lar zero because of knas, and knas is the essence of this. Kan le mailo miyud vim teima le mailo miyud lechatchil le namim muter lo itzio dehave mokipto v'yesh leima diko mashmalon da filo itzio mitchilo derech mata miyud muter lar zero le mailo miyud v'lo itansino. So in other words, so there is a kule. In other words, even if he was a tzio mitchilo derech mata miyud, so derech lemailo miyud, he can be marzer. He tiro le lerdeiso. V'afal gav de amrinom berishashon o beferik yontem. Kol meleches aveid olo isasu yotzut ki ha-sheifo dias ha-pa shechoch mo yivin melocho. So mimele, why should it be osach? How can there be an alternative in the Gemara? That it's osa lerdeiso, but after all it's not a melocho. So that's cash. Mikol mokein midrabonon asuro ki di omar bichol kisvei akedesh vilo yirde bimar de'elo bisakin. So in other words, there it's mentioned that if there is a leak in the house, so he can be matzil many things. So he can be matzil of the past, So the mozin shalish sudeis. So he can remove from the oven mozin shalish sudeis. But when he removes from the oven, he should use a sakin. He should do it al deshinu. He should use an ordinary knife, not the special instrument. They had special instruments with which they removed the pas from the oven. So that is not allowed. So even kidimozin shalishudes is not allowed. But bisakin al deshinu is allowed. The chaint ki yeshiv erosam rabbanon. The tnam firik beisim ma'akres at nekenekes. Miliskeya mishum chinuch honoshim miakvin honoshim miakvin. So that means that mid rabbonon. So it's also to blow the shofar on Shabbos. So memela, that's why the Gemara has that abaye whether itiru lo ilyodeis or not. So Teisa's kasha was how can there be an abaye whether itiru lo ilyodeis or not? But the Gemara says lo isasul kol melocho yotzo ridias apas ut kriya shefer sheyichoch maveina melocho sheyichoch maveina melocho. So memela, it's not even a melocha, so naturally it should be muter. So Teisa says no. Yotzo, when the Gemara says Yotzot Kiya Shefer, Udiyas Apas, Shechochmo Yivein Melocho, so it only means that it is, that it's not the Melocha de Raise, but the Melocha de Rabbonon Itzose, but mid Rabbonon Itzose, Rabbonon Itzose. So that's the Shaila of the Gemara, where the Chachomim were Mata de Yisra Rabbonon. This is Teisa's Kasha, this is Teisa's Teretz. But the Rif, all the Rishayim, mentioned the same Kasha. Now turn to the Rif. Omar Avir Barabai, he did pass with Tano. He till the day she consulated his skill. Home mill say Makshe Barabon. Now, so when he says Makshe Barabon, he means the Rabbi Nechananel. Because if you look in the Rabbi Nechananel, so you'll see that Rabbi Nechananel himself mentions the same cash. Ho mill say Makshe Barabon. Mer the Rabbi is a pass, Hoch Moir Ben Melocho, Kidasin and Fair Kokis Vakadish, Tony Rabbi Shmut, one of the Rabbi Shmoel, Kom Lechas Avedal is as Yotzor Idias a pass. Utkiya Sheifa, Shein Choch Moveino Melocho, Shein Choch Moveino Melocho, Velo Mai Time Melisha Yuoche, Elam Shim Shiloyovei Lidisa Skile, Holav Ochasire Vamai, Volav Miloche Kovit. So he has that Kashe. How can the only reason as to why it is Muta? And the Maskone is it is Muta. It is Muta. So is because not a libe the holidays, because according to one motion in the Gemara, so we boy say metif she the loyitil, but according to most lishenes, so it's a tiro leliyodeis. Why? In order to prevent an isa in locha de reis, but otherwise it certainly should be osir. But Tony Rabbi Shmuel says, "Come, let's have a little sasu. You're talking about a pasuk that is sheifer, shein chokma v'nimloch. Uprikelo kame peruk loydaik. You'll soon see. What the Rach says. Very strange teretz. Loydaik egabon. In other words, he doesn't like the teretz of the Rach. Umshimochel kasvinolo, so he doesn't even want to mention it. Avol anan hochem istabolon biperuk edai kushie. Avol gav the dias pas bitano chokmo yivenimlocho." Still has to do it al deishin. So he says, even though it's chokhmo veinim locho, but still it's also the rabbonon, and the rabbonon were only matter him shochach pas bitano. Let's say there is a lake. So matzil menu mozin sholish sudes lishabes mikshvida shabes. Vafilo hoche boy lishnuye. And even under such circumstances where he is allowed to be matzil mozin sholish sudes, so only al dishinu is allowed to make the vidye, but not to use the special instrument that is adapted for the removal of a pass from the tunnel. Kediktoni lekamon v'liyod b'maldo. So when is it muter? When is it muter? Only when it's Lisiyas to the Shabbos. But if it's not Lisiyas to the Shabbos, it's not Muter. Even Al Dishinu, Afil Al Dishinu, Udiya Dehoche, because here the Gemara Rav Bibe is raising the question as to whether it's Muter. Kedem Sheyikhem Uponero, because once it is Kom Uponero, so it's already Mechuyev. So then there is no purpose in removing it. Now, before it's Kom Uponero, can anyone eat it? If it's not Kom Uponero, so it's Rodo. How can anyone eat Rodo? So, the Hoche Lavli Su Neshabesi, to Lachazi Lachile. Kedem Chimas Ponero, so it's Do. Shemochel Shol Rabbonon. Elo Mishim Shol Yovel Itzaskile. So what is the Teretz? So he mentions the Kashe that the Gainim asks, the Rach asks. And he says that the Rach's Teretz is not sound, and then he gives the Teretz. He says, even though Rabbi Shmuel says, Yotzori Diyas Apas, Shei Chochma Vinim Locho, but the Chachomim asked it. And the Chachomim were moderate under certain circumstances. Litzeyas in the Shabbos. Tzeyas in the Shabbos al Deshinu. But here there is no Tzeyas in the Shabbos because it's not Rol Achille al Shabbos. So Memele, these circumstances do not exist here. So Memele, the Shaili is, maybe be, for the purpose of preventing the consummation of a Meloche, that too is a reason as to why we should be matter it. This is the text. Now the Balamoyer, he says, talks very sharply against the Rif. Abu Mashi Kosa for Rif, the Maksher Abonam Bob Milse, Murder Ideas a Pass Hochme in Loche, my time, we shall you Rabonon, Volav Milochi, in Likushia Hazes, Litam Vilreach. Shilo Hoiso Milocho. I mean, I'm not familiar with another expression in the Balamoyer against the Rif. I mean, that way, such a sharp expression. Litam Vilreach. Shilo Hoiso Milocho. Heich. Hey, how you dig in locho mit nem locho? Elo vadai mit ni sheina mit locho. Elo chochmo hutzri chula atiro vlo hiyo dovoze ki dai likosvi. Now, let's see what the Ramban says in Luchanis. The Ramban is obscure. Omer HaKesif, yeish bo tam kikya. So in other words, the Ramban, who always defends the covet of the Rif, and even many times when the Balamoya doesn't resort to such an expression of Litam Lereyach. So the Ramban is accustomed to retort back, but here when the Balamoya uses such a sharp expression, I don't think that there is any other place. I mean, I am not aware of any other place where the Balamoya resorts to such a sharp expression. And here the Ramban, I mean, he answers him mildly. In other words, he says the imbol tam lereyach, so he says yish b'tam kikya. All right. In other words, he's apologetic for the Rif, because the Ramban himself felt that the Balamoyer had a strong taina against the Rif and against all the gainim who raised this kashi. Because what's the taina of the Balamoyer? In other words, all right. So you can say this is what the Rif means. But the Karoli, my Karoli, I mean, why ask a kasha and then give an obvious teretz, which is plain common sense? I mean, don't ask the kasha altogether. I mean, what's the kasha? The kasha is, the Gemara says, Kum lechas avido lisasu, yotzor idiyas apas utkia shefer, shei chochma vein melocha. Who is saying here that there is a melocha deraiser idiyas apas? Of course, the Balamoyer is right. If there had been, if that Gemara had assumed, if this Gemore, that if Rav Bibe had assumed that there is a Meloche de Reise involved in Ridias Apas, he wouldn't even for a moment think that the Chachomim should be matter him to be meiver a Meloche de Reise in order to prevent the consummation of a Meloche that he already did. How can we be matter a Jew, a person, to be meiver a Nisa de Reise in order to rectify a mistake that he did? I mean, it wouldn't make sense. So on the contrary, why does Rav Bibe raise that abaye? Because there is no Issa d'Raise, but there is an Issa d'Rabbanon. So what does the Rach want? So why even So it's true that the Rif himself rejects the teretz of the Rach, but apparently the Rif considers that Kasha is a strong Kasha, and he has to give it teretz. He says there is no basis to ask. It's common sense. This is the Kasha of the Bala Moya. So that's the reason as to why the Ramban is so apologetic. And he just says yesh botam kika vikach hukshulam l'rishenim lomo omruk l'shul yovel idis askile da'al me'ila avoch eloilom asirim drabonon va'afal pikhim lo yitiru l'yodeiso eloi bilvad avla achirim asurim l'vishenim l'odom amed v'chatei v'shishol yiske chaveicho va'al yitiru operi kol kisvei akidesh bin lei bin l'achirim ulvad bisakim v'hikshibo m'litoned v'shmuel u'prike kakakam odev shol ishnuyim shaninon hom ashma shafil yiso shvus l'gozru elo sheyitzrichi u lishneis v'cham yatiru miyaz b'shinu v'oid sho yonire shein ashinu havel v'nishimati n'atzol if a fire breaks out in the house. So he says the reason as to why the Chachomim in case of Edleiko breaking out in the house, so they are matter him to be ready from the Tano only Mosin Shal Yeshudes, is not that on the score of the Yisr of Ridiyah as such, so it should be Oseh to be Reide Morte Mosin Shal Yeshudes. But it seems that it doesn't involve any Yisr. But since there is a Dleike, so his bow, if will be matter him to be Reide without a limit, so he might forget and do something that is Oseh. Is that? Now it's very obscure, but in order to understand what the Ramban means, so we have to go over the Ran. It's a very long Ran, but the Ran gives the teretz on that kashe that the Rach raises, and the Rach raises the kashe. How can there be shaila in the Gemara? How can there be shaila in the Gemara as to whether it is muter to be mirada de pas kidim sheyovil idis achiv chatos al disa skile, when the Gemara says in so many words kom lechas avigal isasu yotzur idis apas utkia sheifer shein chochmo vein amelocho. So then there are all kinds of terutzim, but the question arises, this is such a simple teretz. But Rabbanan Yitzhosa, so that's the Shaila, that's the Bayah of Ravibe, whether the Chachomim dispensed with that Yisr Rabbanan in order to prevent the consummation of a Meloch or not. So what's the Kashi? So the Ran says something that is very reasonable. He says, what does the Gemara say? Kol Melechas Aveda Luisasu, Yotzur Ridiyas Apasut Kriya Sheifer, Shein Chochmo Vein Meloch. So it's a special Droshi, a special Aloche, in regard to Tkiya Shefer, in regard to Ediyas Apas, that it's not a Meloche. Can something become a Meloche without any basis? So all the Meloches are Meloches because they existed in the Mishk. But something that didn't exist in the Mishk is not a Meloche. So Memele, why do we have to resort to this Drosh? All right, it's an Asmacht. But why do we have to resort to the Asmacht? It's not a real Drosh. Of course it's not a Meloche. It's not one of the Lamtes Meloches. Why doesn't the Gemara say Yotzo Hitzoye Bekarmeles or Yotzo Amir Linoch Rishvus Sheino Meloche? Of course it's not a meloche, because it's not a meloche. So we have lamites meloches. And Ridias Apas is not lamites meloches. Tkia Shefer is not lamites meloches. Why does the Gemara have to mention? Luisase kol melocho. Kol meches avida luisasu. Yotzu Ridias Apas ut kia Shefer. Shein chochma vei melocho. Of course it's not a meloche. So the Ran says, not that Rabbi Shmuel is telling us a big chiddush that Tkiya Shefer is no meloche. Tkiya Shefer is no meloche because it's not one of lamtes meloches. We should require a mokir in the Mishkan that Tkiya Shefer is a meloche, not a mokir that it's not a meloche. But Tkiya Shefer and Ridias Apas are distinguishable from, let's say, all the other shusim, because let's say he told you be carmelis. Or let's say, if someone is dosh, something that is not gidulei karke, so in this shall be gidulei karke, but in the rabbonon it's osir. So then mid the rabbonon it's imloch. So it's a shvus. Mashein kein tkiya shefer is not even a shvus. The horaye that we are allowed to the thesis mentions. The Tesis says, "A meakvenes atenekes in this kia mishum chinuch." So mishum chinuch. So that's the only reason. Otherwise, we mishum chinuch. We are allowed to let. We are allowed even to tell the children to blow the shofar on Shabbos in order to be mechanefe. But if it had involved the real shvus, how could we allow a child, how could we be mechanich a child in mitzvahs by doing an iser? That's like telling a child to carry a seder to shul. So if it had been issues, so then there wouldn't be any heter to tell children to blow the shofar on Shabbos in order to be mechanich. You cannot tell a child to do an iser, even an iser rabbonon, in order to be mechanich in mitzvahs. So the answer is, this is the chiddush of Rabbi Shmuel, that Ridias Apas Utkiya Shefer is not a meloche even mid Rabbanan. It's not a shvus, but it's still osir. V'horai it's osir, because we see that he has to do it al dishinu. He has to do it al dishinu. So why is it osir? It's osir b'tiras uvn d'cheil. Certain things are osir on Shabbos b'tiras uvn d'cheil. Not because of a shvus d'Rabbanan. So there is a fundamental distinction between an Isar Rabbonon that is a shvus or because of Uvn Decheil. So this is the kashe of all the Geinim and the Rishenim, how can Rabbi behave a shayle? How can Rabbi behave a shayle as to whether, how can Rabbi have a shayle as to whether but it certainly should be muter because it's chokhmo even imloche. So the Balamoyer raises the question, so what? Chokhmo imloche mit reisem and rabbonon it is osir. The answer is no. If Rabbi Shmuel had meant that it's not imloche the reise, why does he have to mention even this asmachte? Of kumleches avidu isasu yotzo ridias apas shi chochma vimloche. Does Rabbi Shmuel say in respect to itzoye bekamles chochma vimloche? It's a meloche of the rabbon. But here he says chochma vimloche. What does he mean chochma vimloche? In other words, so what? If something is a chochma, so maybe it couldn't be a meloche. Many of the lamites meloches involve a lot of chochma. I mean, one couldn't. So a nice beget, he couldn't be Eirik, a nice beget, if he's not skilled and if he doesn't have the chochmeh in it. So what's the pshat in chochmeh v'meloche? The pshat in chochmeh v'meloche is because tkiya shefer, and the same thing is true of Ridias Apas. So it's not a question of hard work. If somebody knows how to blow shofar, he doesn't have to work hard. He'll blow the shofar with ease. And if somebody just doesn't know how to blow the shofar, so he can try and work hard for 10 hours, and the kill shofar will not come out. So it's a question of knowing how. Masha'in kein, so memele even mit Rabbonon. It shouldn't be declared as a melache. What acts did the Chachomim declare as a melache mit Rabbonon, even though they are not as a shvus? Only those kind of acts that, even if you know, it involves an element of toil. But shofar, if someone knows the chokhmah of how to blow shofar, so then it doesn't involve any hard work at all. It doesn't involve any hard. But those who don't know, so then they'll work hard and they'll still not produce equal shofar. So Mimele, that's an explanation as to why even the Rabbonon did not declare Tkiya Shefer as a shvus. So it's not Osa Mitera Shvus, it's Osa only Mitera Subn Dechel. So that was the Kashi. Now, you see that Rashi is Chelik on it, because Rashi says here, Avo redias a pas shvusu v'nigzer obeminye. Now it's a shvus. So then, according to Rashi, we have to explain why does the Gemara all of a sudden here Rabbi Shmuel says in regard to tkiya shefer redias a pas kumlechas avido lisasu kumlechas avido lisasu chochmoy v'nuloch. Why doesn't he say it like Rabbi Old Shvusi? So that's a kashe against Rashi. So we have to say. That according to Rashi, so now the Rabbi Shmuel says Chochmo Yivinim Locho. Now many Shvusim are Osa Mid Rabbanon. Let's say Mekachom Memcha. Is Osa Mid Rabbanon? Mid Rais and Mekachom Memcha. Selling something on Shabbos is not Osa. So the Ramban in Chumash, in his Perush on Chumash says, and the Magen Mishneh mentions it, and the Rambam, and it's very likely that the Rambam Shita is also like that. The Ramban in his Perush on Chumash, in explaining the Drosha in the Zefte, so he says, Tishbe is afu midvorim sheinu melochi, afilo mishvusi. So the question is, but if it's Shvusim, so it's, how can we say Tishbeis? So it's not Midraise, it's only Midrabanon. So many Miforshim and many Rishenim say that it's Rasmachte. The Ramban Chumash says no. When the Tereskeanim says Tishbeis, Afilu Midvorim Sheinsh Mishushushvus, Mekachumemchar, and so on, so it doesn't mean that it's Rasmachte. But everybody knows that Mekachumemchar is only Osa Midrabanon. So the Ramban says, Mekach Memchar is only Osam Rabbanon. If a person will sell one article Derech HaKroye on the Shabbos, but if somebody will stand in the store a whole day Shabbos and he'll sell, he will not write. I mean, he'll refrain from the Lamtes Meloches. He'll just sell. And so Shayochid, I mean, nothing. He doesn't do any of the Lamtes Meloches, but a whole day he'll stand in the store and he'll sell. So Al Yalo Adas, the Ramban says that Midraise there is not even an Isa. So this is what the Tereskeanim says. Tishbeis afu midvorim sheim shushus. In other words, so when do we say that shvus, let's say mekachom memcha, is only yosam rabbanon? If he does it bakoy baalme once, but if he works hard in it, if he stands in the store for hours and sells on Shabbos, so then he's even the essay of Tishbeis, not the least essay, but the essay of Tishbeis. So Memele, so that means according to the Ramban, and the other Rishonim we agree with the Ramban, so even Shvusim, if he will work hard in the Shvusim, not just Bakroye Baalme do it once, so then it involves, if it's Aveide, so in other words, so we'll be either the essay of Tishbeis. So it comes within the essay of Tishbeis. So when do we say that Mekachomemchar is only Osam de Rabbanon? That is, if he does it just once, and the same thing would be true of other Shvusim. Let's say if somebody would be Dosh, something that is not Gidolei Karke, so it's only Osam de Rabbanon, there is no Avir Ed Raise. So that means if he'll do it once, but suppose a whole day on Shabbos he'll be Dosh, Dvorim that are not Gidolei Karke, so he'll be Mivatil the Essay of Tishbeis. That's the drosha. Tishbe is afil midvorim shem mishum shvus. So this is what Rabbi Shmuel says according to Rashi. In other words, that if somebody will blow shofar a whole day on Shabbos, on account of the fact that it's chokhmah v'nimlocha. So in other words, if somebody knows how to blow shofar, he will not become tired. He can blow a whole day. And if somebody becomes tired from blowing the shofar, so that's the best raya, that he doesn't know how to blow shofar. And Rabbi Yisrael pass is the same thing. If somebody doesn't know how to remove the pass, so he'll break the pass when he does it. But if he knows exactly how to remove the pass, so then he'll never become tired. So Mimele, even if he'll work hard in it a whole day, so it will not involve any Aveira Draise of Tish Beis. This is how we have to explain the droshe of Rabbi Shmuel according to Rashi. But Rashi shita is that it's a real shvus. So this is what the Ramban says. The Ramban explains the kashi of all the gaini. The kashi of all the gaini. And the Rif also considers as a good kashi. But he gives a teretz. So he explains it. So he says, Upoik lo rabin agodel, dileilom mishum shvus yeishbein, velo yitiru bein bibol hatzil bein bialme. So in other words, the reason is why the gain in the rach is that kashe, because the rach assumed that when Rabbi Shmuel says, yotzu rediyas apas, so he doesn't mean it's not the melacha d'raise. That goes without saying it's not the melacha d'raise. See, shechochma melacha, it's not even yishvus. It's an uvim d'cheil. So the kashi is, if it's an uvim d'cheil, it's not mistaber that the chachomim should refuse to be matter him and uvim d'cheil in face of the of him consummating the melacha d'raise. That's why the Rach is that kashe. So the Rif says no, that it is not as the Rach assumed when he asked that chokhmo yivein imelocho means that it's not ishvus at all, that it's not ishvus at all, and it's only in the chayil. So memele, it would be unreasonable. It would be unreasonable to say that the chachomim refused to be mattering a nuvin de chayil. In face of the possibility of the certainty, not the possibility of the certainty of consummating melacha d'raise. So he says no, it's a real truth. And when he says chokhmah v'melacha, he only means that there is never an issur d'raise. Unlike other shvusim, if let's say like mekach memcha, so if you stand in the store a whole day on Shabbos, you're even an issur d'raise of Tish Beis, because over there it's hard work, but here it's not hard work. You can blow the shofar a whole day and you'll not become tired if you know how. If you don't know how to blow a shofar, so even if you blow the shofar for 2 minutes, you'll become knocked out. So Mimele, it's never an issur d'raise. It's never an issur d'raise. But midrabanon, it's a shvus. Midrabanon, it's a shvus. So Mimele, since midrabanon, it's a shvus, so that's the Abaye in the Gemara, whether the Chachomim made a dispensation or they did not make a dispensation. I'll tell you, I'm sorry, I have to finish because I have to make a plane to New York at a certain time. By the States West, he till the day so, and then we discuss the Rif, the kashi of the gaming, and the Rif Steretz, the Asov of the Balamoyer, and what the Ramban says. Now, so why did they? So the Asoge of the Asoge of the Balamoyer against the Rif is as to why the Rif mentions this kashi. Why he mentions this kashi? That's the asoge of the Balamoyer. In other words, it's no kashi. True that kol mechas aveidu loisasu, so yotzu ridias apas utkiya sheifer shechochma v'melocha, so it's not the melocha deraise, but midrabbonon it's osea. And if it had been also midraise, the Balamoyer says, so then there couldn't be any shaila in the Gemara. Then obviously we wouldn't dispense with the nisa deraise in order to be matzal him from a nisa that he already committed. So the Ramban, in order to explain the Rif as to why the Rif considers this kasha as a kasha, so because the Rishenim, so the Rishenim who has that, the Geinim, who has that kasha, so they held that Kiya Shefa and Rediyas Apas is not even Ishvus, it's only Uvn Dechel. So Memele, they has the kasha, if it's not Ishvus, it's only Uvn Dechel. And so how can it be Oseh in face of the possibility of the consummation of an Nisan Reis? But, so, this is what the Rif. So the kasha is a good kasha. So the Rif gives the Teretz, no, that it's awesome, it's a Shvus. So it's not just osa mitzat uvn dechel, but mitzat shvus. So since it's osa mitzat shvus, so the Gemara has a shaila whether the Chachomim dispensed with that shvus in order to be matzalim from the consummation of the melacha d'rais or not. So the Ramban shita is that alibe d'emes, so chediyas apas and kiyas sheifa is a real shvus. The Ran is chelik. And the Ran shita is that it's the pshat yotzo tkiya sheifer odias apash in chochma melocho. So what's the chidesh? The chidesh is not that it's not osam d'raise, but the chidesh is that it's not even melocha d'rabbanan, it's not even osam mitzat shvus, but it is osam as a nuvim d'cheil, as a nuvim d'cheil. Still the Gemara, so according to the Ran, so the question arises, why does the Gemara have that abaye? So the Ran says, whatever the reason is, but it is osa. So even if it's osa, mitzadun dechel, so it's still possible to argue that the Chachomim did not dispense with that isa of un dechel in order to save him from the consummation of a melochet reis. But the maskon of the Gemara is that he till. So in other words, so there is a machlekes between the Ramban and the Ran, as to whether the Isa of Rediyas Apas and Kiya Shefa, the Gemara says, Chochma v'ini melocho, whether it's a real shvus or it's only Uvn Dechel. Now, so we explained last time, according to the Ran, we understand as to why the Gemara has to mention a special droshe. It's nasmachte, but it mentions a special droshe that Kiya Shefa and Rediyas Apas is not melocho. In other words, to advise us that even mid Rabbonon it's not a melocho, it's only osa mitzat uvn dechel. But according to the Ramban, that al bidemes, it is a real shvus. So what does the Gemara mean? Yotzut Kiya Shefa and Rediyas Apas in chochma v'melocho, that it's not osa midraise. Meichet eise, could it be osa midraise? Of course it's not osa midraise. It's not osa midraise. In the same way as all shvusim are not osam d'raise, because these are not in the lametes meloches. So we said that according to the Ramban, we have to explain it with another Ramban, and Chumash. The Ramban says that the droshe in the Tereskeane, Tishbe Isafu, Midvorim Shein Shvus, Veina Meloche, is not an asmach. So many Rishenim say it's an asmach. He says it's not an asmach. And it's with the Reise. It's with the Reise. It comes with the Reise within the Esse of Tishbe. It doesn't come with the Reise within the Lavo of Sasekom Meloch. So, but Shvusim are only Osam Rabbonon. So when are Shvusim only Osam Rabbonon and they do not involve the Esse of Tishbe? If one does it back Roye, if one sells a certain article, Akroye Baalme, but if one stands in the store a whole day Shabbos and he sells, so then he's even the Esse of Tishbe. So Memele, Mashenkin Tkiya Shefa and the Dias Apas, in view of the fact that it's a Chochma. What do you mean Chochma? In other words, if you know how to do it, if you have the skill and you know how to do it, you will not become tired. So it doesn't involve hard work, even if you do it all day. If one knows how to blow the shofar, so even if he'll blow the shofar whole day, he will not become knocked out. So if he doesn't know, so become knocked out by blowing the shofar for 5 minutes. But if he knows how to blow the shofar, he'll not become knocked out. So Mimele, he doesn't come within the rise of Tishbeis, even if he does it all day. So that's the chiddush of Rabbi Yishmael. Yotzut ki es shefer, or di es apas, di es apas, the same thing. If one knows how to do it, so it will not tire him out. So mimele, it never comes within the essay of Tishbis. All right. Anyway, we have a machlekes between the Ramban and the Ram as to whether Tkiya Shefer or Diyas Apas is a shvus, like all other shvusim, or it's only in the chayim. Now then, there is another machlekes that the Ram mentions. That according to the Ramban, Diyas Apas is osea, even if the putting of the dough into the oven was behetagom. But according to the Ram, when is there a nisa? When is there a nisa of Gedias Apas? Only when the putting of the dough into the oven was bisa, either because it took place after Shkiye, or even if it took place before Shkiye. But the Mishnah says that in Eisnim Pas Lisechatano, Elo Kedishi Yikhmu Poneom Bedye. So only if there is enough time before sunset, that there will be krimas ponim, that the baking will take place before Shkiye. But if, let's say, to put, let's say, dough into the tunnel, let's say, 2 minutes before Shkiye, so, and it takes, let's say, 10 minutes for krimas pneuiso, so then it's osa. So the shite of the Ramban is the tridie, the removal of the pas from the tunnel is osea, even if the placing of the dough in the tunnel took place better gomo. Let's say he put it in, let's say 2 o'clock in the afternoon, fine. It's better gomo. There is enough time left before sunset for the dough to be baked completely. So it's still osa to take it out from the tunnel, to remove it from the tunnel. That's the shite of the Ramban. Mashenkin the Ran is chilek, and the Ran says when is Ridias a pass, osea only if the placing of the tunnel in the or placing of the pass in the tunnel was bis, either it took place after Shkiye or mibedye very close to Shkiye, so that there wasn't enough time left in the day. So then it is osea, but if it was beheter. So then he's allowed on Shabbos to take it out, to remove it. And this is Tolu and the other question. And the Ran himself says, you see, the Ramban, Lishitose, that Ridias Apas is also a Shavuos. So it doesn't make any difference. Ridias Apas is a Shavuos. So whether the placing of the Pas was Beheter or Beiser, it's a Shavuos. But the Ran Shite is, it's not a Shavuos. Chochma v'nim locho. It's only osa mitzat uvin dechel. So when is it an uvin dechel? If it's raided the pass that was placed in the tunnel b'isa, then it's an uvin dechel. But if it was placed b'heta, but he forgot to take it out, in other words, it was baked before Shkiye, but he just forgot, so then it doesn't involve an uvin dechel. So, I mean, one shayle depends upon the other shayle. Now, let's see what the Rach. Now, the Rif mentioned the kashi of the Rach, and then he said that the Rabose gave the rutzim that are not sound, and he mentioned his teretz, but he doesn't spell out the teretz of the Rach, of the Rabose. That's the Rach. But the Rach mentions his teretz. Now, so everybody raises the question against the Rach. Now look in the Rach, it's on Dav Dalet on the base, that Rach. Vikoshele, the fourth line in the Rach, Dav Dalet on the base. Vikoshele, merder ideas a pass. Chochmo v'nim locho. Tikasin in firikol kisvi akidish. Tonel Rabbi Shmuel, it's really. Kol melech tzavidol isasu. Yotzot ki ha-sheife odias ha-pas. Shei chochmo v'nim locho. V'chivim sheinim locho. Amai le-pashtim ol-etere. So what is the kashi? In other words, it's a nubin d'cheil. That was the basis of the kashi. So how could there be salkedai toch that the chachomim wouldn't allow anyone to do something that otherwise would be a nuvin dechel, even in face of the consummation of melacha? So that's the kashi. V'chiv sheini melacha, it's not even melacha de rabbanon. Amai lepashte bo leteira. V'kibalnu merabiseinu, kibaye zu lehatelei b'pturu mutari, lifichach lo yivshit. So in other words, so what's the teretz? That even though it's only osam, it's a nuvin dechel, but it's osam, so what difference does it make? So maybe the Chachomim didn't refuse to dispense with the Nisa of Pudin Decheyot in order to preclude the consummation of Imlochet Raz. Alright. Then he says, but he doesn't like that Eretz. V'yei Shemrin, Kiridiyas HaPaso HaFuyo HiChochmo V'in Imlocho Aval Ridiyoso Beido Yiso Kilim Sheyikhemu Poneo Imlochoi Halitire HaPaso HaFuyo Efshel Yadeiso Bisaki V'chayitzebo Aval Yiso Efshel Yadeiso Elo B'yadayim Shenimtzok Milosh V'erich ומצקין הוא ואין מקלקל ופיכוך להזכיר מוכמזים. So in other words, so everybody raises the question, I mean, the מחס חינוך, the אגליטל, I mean, so they all ask that question, I mean, that's מרף סניקרה דרך. So the רך שיטי is, when does תונד לרבי שמואל say, that it's חוכמה ואין מלוכו, if he removes the part when it's already baked. But if it's still in the form of dough, in other words, it's not come upon at all, so then it involves a milocha of losh. Why does it involve milocha of losh? Because by removing it, you straighten it out. So it's lishem amish. So the kasha is, if it's lishem amish, so how can the Gemara even have this al-kadaitoch that one should be allowed to do a milocha of losh in order to be matzel himself from the consummation of the milocha of faith? My chodis, I mean, so be you dying, he should be, and the maskona of the Gemara is that he tirole. Why? In order to prevent the consummation of faith. So what is he gain? He'll be a milocha of losh. And he says that the Abaye of the Gemara is in regard to Eridiye Kedem Shenef. So then the Eridiye itself will constitute an act of Lish, because he'll straighten out the dough. No. So in other words, he'll finish up the processing of the kneading of the Lish. So how can the Chachon be matir? So the pshat in the rach, I mean, I don't understand why so many achrenim didn't understand it that way. But it's obvious that the rach doesn't mean that chidiyas apas before it is kom uponero. So it is losh midrais. It's not losh midrais. He doesn't say shenimtzok, but kmoilosh. You see, because the rachshit is that ridiyas pass after it is already kom uponero, so then it's chokhma v'imlocha. What is chokhma v'imlocha? That it's not even imlochem derabon. He's just moving the chayot. So it's difficult to understand the alternative in the Gemara. The Chachomim refused to be matter him a moving the chayot in face of the certainty that it will consummate into Melach HaRai. But, so he says, no, the Abaye of Rav Bide has dealt with the Ridiye before it's come upon El. So then it's Lishem Rabbonon. Why is it Lishem Rabbonon? Because when you take out a pass from the tunnel before it's Kom Poneo, so then the whole Yitzor will be Niskalkel if you do it with a knife. But in order that the Yitzor should not be Niskalkel, you have to take it out with your hands and very carefully. Otherwise, it will stretch out and it might fall apart. So Mimele, by taking it out in a careful way, you in effect finish the lit. You finish up the lishe. So Mimele, but that's not lishe midraite. Lishe midraite means lishe mamish. So, but midrabonon is considered lishe.
So is the Shavuos. Some Mele, that's the Abaye of the Gemara. Since, in such a case, it's the Shavuos, maybe the Chachomim refused to dispense with the Yitzah Shavuos of Moilosh, of Merzikalosh, of Merzikalosh. And in order to be the consummation of Melachat Raita. And the Maskon of the Gemara is that they did not refuse. Mashirin Kei, he did a pass after it come from hell. So then it's not even Merzikalosh, but it just moved the hail. So then it goes without saying that it's smooth. Alright, this is the Pshat Nera. Now, the next statement. V'boi yitayim eleilom loy tipshoy. Nira l'ri yidu le'akasim eleilom loy tipshoy. Now the Rashi is geiris leilom loy tipshoy. So he says, the Ri says, that we are not geiris leilom loy tipshoy. Davo gav dikeshinu yachin edo le tikshyeshne praise ta'adode. עדיין מכלמים שהדרבים הם מבית המדרת ולמשל מיברה מכלל דולי תיר after all the Gemara is mentioning all kinds of kindreds in order to reconcile the two brides so why doesn't the Gemara and the Gemara mention that the one kimte that kamish b'yeim kamish echateich kamish echateich so b'yeim loy konserabola mishachasheich o konserabola. And then the Gemara says, "V'boi seime, loy tifshe, can be shei, can be meiti." All right, but how can we say loy tifshe? Since this boy seime, does it reconcile the two vices by saying just the other way that the vice that says that it's osea deals with meidiyim, and the vice says it's mutar deals in chateicho? So it's a raye that maybe Samedre assumed, took it for granted that we are not matir and Yisra de Rabbonon in order to preclude the consummation of Melacha de Raite. Because if they had been disposed towards the view that we should be matir and Yisra de Rabbonon in order to preclude the consummation of Melacha de Raite, so then they should give this opinion. Why didn't the maybe Samedre give this opinion? So Memele, that he says that we cannot be gay. Leilom loy tifshe. Here we read, we got three leilom tifshe. The Avogam dikesh ni yachine. The dikesh ni brai sadode. But why didn't the Beit HaMedrash give this a kimte? So if we assume that their premise was that we are not matter isurim, the Rabbanon, in order to prevent the Nisad Raise, so then we can understand this, why the Beit HaMedrash, while mentioning a number of the kintes to reconcile the two vices, did not mention this kinte. But if their premise was that we are material, in order to prevent Melach HaDeraita, so then that's the most reasonable kinte. Why didn't the Bnei B'Samedrash say it? So it's a raya that the premise of the Bnei B'Samedrash was that the Chachomim refused to be material Nisan Rabbanon in order to prevent the consummation of Nisan Raita. All right. Ja, aber ein kommt der Rabbin, der ist ein Mensch, mit dem Mishan in Yifre, Michlau, der Loikir. Und Rajboni re, die Schapir Gorsle. Die Schapir Gorsle. Die Mimai, der Mishan in Yifre, lechel in Michschad, die Sabre, mit dem Mishan Loikir. Die Hod und Mishan in Yifre, lief ich in Yire, Zvore, Leilom, Lima, Mishachashich, Oli, Konsu, Begyom, Konsu. Die Mishachashich, Oli, Konsu, שוב אם רימם בגיום קונסו, דהב את יחוך היקורי, ואף על פי שנשייך תם משחצי חולים אתם בגיום. So in other words, so the Rajbo, that's not a Rajim in Adres, that's the Raj, this Rajbo. That's the Ramishim Shemin Avro. So the Rajbo says, that we are doing it for Loi Tifshe. But then the question arises, how can we say Loi Tifshe, but we should be patient from the Pnei Samedra? That in view of the fact that they didn't say, mention one kinte, Hamishachasheicho, the vice that says that it's Mutar is Mishachasheicho, and the vice that says that it's Osar in the game. So that shows that their premise was, we are not Matia. So everybody, there's a pass, we are not Matia either. So Mr. Rashba says, no. It could very well be that the premise of the Bnei Samedrash was that we are Matia and Mr. Rabbonon. Let's say, there's a pass. In order to preclude the consummation of Melachat Afriyah. But why didn't the Bnei Samedrash give this a kinte? that come is Hashem. The Bible says that it is Zoter, that it is Muter, has reference to Hashem. And the Bible says Zoter has reference to begin, because then it wouldn't make sense. Then it would be Kechucha Vipure. Now here, Patriot is operating with a certain concept that I mentioned many times. I mean, what Tesla says in connection with my Mishwash. So the Gemara says that my Mishwash is one of the three Takones Chachomim that have no time. So Tesla says, not that my Mishwash has no time. It's even my Mishwash has a time. It has a very good time in order to expedite business transactions. It's not for the fear of my Mishwash. So business transactions would be handicapped. So why does the Gemara say that my Mishloshim is one of the three takones that have no time? So there is no time to the how it is effective. But there is a time to the why. So that means that generally takones chazal has two times. One time to the why and one time to the how. That's the how. So this is what Teisa says, what the Rashba says. In other words, there is no raya from the Medin Tamedrash that we are not matter is surrender prevent any sort of rice. No, it could very well be that the premise of the Medin Tamedrash was we are matter is surrender, and by path so he is mutal in order to prevent the confirmation of the field. But why didn't the Medin Tamedrash say that Kami Shechashecho, the Bible that says is Mutal in Shechashecho, and the Bible that says is Osam Begin, because then there would be a very good rationale as to the why. Because Shechashecho, there is a very good rationale as to the why of the Zere. Why? In order to prevent the confirmation of Moloch. There is no necessity in preventing confirmation of Moloch. But the how would be reasonable. And the Takonet Rachomim has to be reasonable from two points of view. From the point of view of the why and from the point of view of the how. This is the now. This is the Rashba. Now the Ri apparently is Chayel. Why didn't the Ri say like the Rashba? So I once mentioned in another Misechta that the Arishanim who hold that this cloud that he has mentioned in connection with my Mishlosh, that ordinarily every Tekones Chazal has to be reasonable from the point of view of the why and also from the point of view of the how, that applies only to Tekones, like my Mishlosh. But it doesn't apply to Gzeire. Because what is a Gzeire by definition? A Gzeire is an enactment of the Chachomim for the purpose of establishing its Yod L'Tel, like Shvutzim, of Shabbos, Shnius L'Arayis. So since the whole purpose and objective of Gzeres is Yod L'Tel, so we are not interested in a rationale as to the how. Vis-a-vis Takonis, like my Mishloshim, so then it has to make sense from the point of view of the how too. But vis-a-vis Gzeres, so the whole objective of Gzeres is to last its Yod L'Tel. So all we are interested in is that it should fulfill a purpose. As long as it fulfills a very good purpose from the point of view of Yod L'Tel, we are satisfied. Now here, so this is Gzeres. So Memele, we do not take Kechucha Vipurim. Whereas the Rashba Shittin is that this cloud that normally Takonis Chachomim have to be reasonable, not only from the point of view of the why, but also from the point of view of the how, apply to Gzeiras as well. Alright. So it says, Ulil Hocha Perushi, Do Mishane Hocha, Lifishim Yerlem Svor Alei Makei, Viyutruch Alei Mamishach Hasheicho, Konsu, Mividim Loi Konsu, Kir Litreis, Kir Litzoi Shibai Dabaye, Im Kintiv Shibai Dara Vibe, Aval Gav Dimike Limitre, Bishinu Yekame, Viboyis Limifshet, the Abaye. So he boys the Abaye. So in other words, so name a kishinu yabasre vizil horik mitchale mikol mokim chodem in ayim mifshet in monav shech v'ashdos is tapir dikoma vi boys teimel o ilom loy tifshei loy de Abaye v'loy de Rabbi loy de Abaye v'loy de Rabbi. Now, this is the next Teisves is really a hemshach of this Teisves. Bishayik we come to umayrem bidei the hashda lekel mifshad rabide v'im tema mishinu yekam enam en mifshad bayed rabide de lo yitiru de lo matom yud osala arziro vafilu. So mishinu yekam, in other words, what is mishinu yekam? That one brisa, that the brisa that says that mutal arziro deals with the case of lemayrem yud. And the price that says also as zero deals with the case of the matamiyut. So missionary come and I'm in Nifshet by the Rabbibet, like here, the matamiyut as la zero. Vafimu mekminam bidei. So what will you say? No. That the two prices, according to the missionary come, come matamasor, come malmasor. So both prices apply to mibidei. So he says, we still can be patient the buyer of Rabbibet. Because Vafilu make them bidei, so and the price it says that Limatam Yud, so it's Osalar Zero. So if mi bidei it's Osalar Zero, Hopirashti didn't bidei loyitiru, Kolshk Mishachecho, because otherwise it would be Tchoche Vitlule. So it can be patient. The also Mashal Yitiru Mishachecho, Avogav the also Yuf Hatos. Heine mishim bidyeim b'shayach tam ze. Avo gaber gidiyas apas leilomei meditiru. So on this teisve, there is a machlekes between the marshal and the marsho. In the pshat and teisve. So teisve says, now Rashi says, in explaining this loshen of the Gemara, this akin to the Gemara. So, kam b'shegi, kam b'meizi, and Rashi said, and Rashi had a girse leilom loy tivshi. So Rashi was bothered by the Kashi. Why loy tivshe? But if we say this akinte, kam b'sheyi, kam b'meizit. So in other words, so from the fact that the Braise that says that mutal arziro deals with sheyik, so that establishes the proposition that loy tiru liyo beis that hivdvik pas bitano b'sheyik. So it's itiru. So it should be a raya that itiru le deisa. And then, from the fact that the brisa that says that it's osa laharzia, in case of mezit, so we should be able to be patient that he would pass be mezit, so lo itiru le deisa. So we should still be able, even according to this, the kinta of the morning, kam b'shei, kam b'mezit. That was Rashi's kashi. So we should be able to be patient that bias. The abaya of Rabbibe vis-a-vis Hidvik Pas Bitano B'Shegeik and vis-a-vis Hidvik Pas Bitano B'Mezit. So Rashi says, no, we cannot be patient from the fact that B'Shegeik, so it's Hidvik Pas Bitano B'Shegeik, that Hidvik Pas Bitano B'Shegeik, it's Mutal Yodei, so we cannot be patient because we can say maybe by Pas, so even B'Shegeik, it's also a loyitiru le deiso, because there it involves the real Yisad Rabbanon, Ridias Apas. And according to Rashi, it's in Leishvus. So the Chachomim refused to be spent with an Yisad Rabbanon in order to preclude the consummation of the Melochet Reis. Mashenk in here, there is no Yisad. The Shaila is, maybe on the score of Knas, we should ask him. So we don't ask him on the score of Knas, if he is a sheik. So in other words, so we cannot be patient, the Abaye, that, but then, why can't we be patient, the Abaye, that itiole deiso, kidim shiobel is a spire. So Rashi says, from the fact that it's also Larzio, so then we should be able to be patient and operating with the same Lomdes that Rashi mentioned in connection with Sheyeg. So there could be a Kalvachimer of logic. So why can't we be patient that in view of the fact that in the case of Mezi by Heitzi Yodim Leopere, so he's not allowed to be marzir, even though there it doesn't involve a real Yisrael Rabbanon, only the Rabbanon and Knas. So the Chachomim refused to dispense with the Knas, with the Rabbonon of Knas, in face of the possibility of consummating Gimloch Reise Alachas Kamo Vechamo in the case of Hidbik Paz Bitano Bimezit. So the Chachomim should refuse. There we have a realist and not just Knas, that the Chachomim should refuse to dispense with the shvus of Rebbeis Apas. So Rashi says no. Over there, it could be that by Rebbeis Apas the Chachomim are matir. Amatir, even though it's a realist, it's a shvus, not just a Knas. Why? Because they, if the Chachomim will not dispense with that, he said Rabbanon, the shvus, so he certainly will become involved in the Melachah D'Raisa. He'll be guilty of a Melachah D'Raisa. Mashenkin here, there is still a possibility for him, if he only wants and if he's determined to do that. So possibility to keep his hands stretched out in his stretched out position for the duration of the Shabbos. This is how Rashi points out we cannot be patient the Abaye of Shegeik and we cannot be patient the Abaye of Mezik. So one thing is clear, that Teisves is Chilik and Rashi as to why we cannot be patient the Abaye of Shegeik. So, whereas Rashi says that the reason as to why we cannot be patient the Abaye of Shegeik is because by Reviyat HaPas it could be Oser to be Reide, in order to be Matzel himself from Chiyuv Pratos, because there it's a real Iser. Mashenkin here it's only Knas. So Teisves says something else. According to Teisves, it doesn't make any difference whatever the nature of the Iser is, whether it's in its essence a Shvus or it's an Iser of Knas. It doesn't make any difference. But the reason is why we couldn't be patient the Abaye of Hidik Pas B'Sheigeik from the Braise of Mutal Arziro is because they live Shido so much like Tiro Mishcha Sheikho Apal Gav Dosel Tichi Yufchatos Hayne Mishum Mibidyei because even if we are going to dispense with that Iser, in the case of Shechashecho, but in the case of Megeim, we are not going to dispense. So then we'll be faced with a ridiculous situation, with Chuchel Plule. In other words, Megeim, he's not allowed, and Shechashecho is allowed, and that we cannot say. Hanim Shem Begin, Mishayach Tamze, our Gdis Apas, so that is clear. The taste of this is Chilik and Rashi in respect as to the reason as to why we could not be patient Rediyas Apas or in the case of Hidrik Pas B'Sheigeik from Mutalar Zero in the case of Sheigeik. So there is a machlekes. How about the other halacha that Rashi mentions, that the reason as to why we couldn't be patient Rediyas Apas in the case of Hidrik Pas B'Mezi from Osalar Zero in the case of Heitzi Yodei Loyo Peiris B'mezi? So Rashi says, because over there, in the case of Rediyas Apas, it's a certainty. Mashenkin Heitzi Yodei Loyo Peiris B'mezi, it's not a certainty, because it's possible for him, it's actually Kaim Shneir. In other words, he can keep it like that for the duration of Shabbos. So the Marshal says, that vis-a-vis the Abaye of B'mezid, Teisves will agree with Rashi's Lomdes, and the Marsho is Chilek, and Teisves, the Marsho says that even vis-a-vis B'mezid, so Teisves will be Chilek on Rashi. How does the Marsho know that Teisves will be Chilek and Rashi even vis-a-vis Mezid? So he mentions the Ram, because according to the Marshal, so Teisves Shite is the same as Rashi Shite. As Rashi Shite, that even though we pass that Hitiru lo ilir deis es apas kidin sheyove li deis askile, but it's lo Hitiru lo ilaharzir be Mezid. Why? Because by Rediyas HaPas, it's a certainty that if he's not going to be allowed to be right there, so he'll become involved in a Meloch HaDeraisa. Mashenkein, by Heitzi Yodim Le'Peiris, it's not a certainty. It's only a possibility. Maybe he will not be able, you know, to withstand that nisoyin of keeping his hands stretched out in that position for the duration of Shabbos. So in other words, so according to the Mashal, Tesvis agrees with Rashi that while we pass vis-a-vis the days are passed, that mutal day so vis-a-vis hates yodim liyapiris b'meizit, so also lilarzio. Also lilarzio, mishachashich. But the Mashal cites the Ran, and the Ran mentions in the name of Tesvis that the Ran says that according to Rashi in the Rambam, so it's also alilar zero hit yodim liyaperes, it's also even bimezid, and mishachashecho is also lar zero. And how about the possibility he might consummate the meloche? So we tell him, you just keep your hands stretched out for the duration of the Shabbos. This is the shita of Rashi, the Ran says, this is the shita of Rashi and the Rambam. But he says, according to Tesvis, so bishayik, so the Ran says, bishayik, so it's also mashein kein bimezid, so it's muta mishachashecho mibidyei, it's also lazio bimezid, but mishachashecho it's muta. Why? In order to prevent the consummation of a meloche. So we see this is what the Ran mentions the name of Tesvis. So we see that the Ran is chilek. That another Ran. So we see that Tesvis is chilek and Rashi's lomdes. That the distinction between, that there is a distinction between Rediyas Apas and Larzio by Hishit Yodim Leoperes. Why? Because by Rediyas Apas it's a certainty. The consummation of Imloch the Rice is a certainty, and here it's only a possibility. It's not a certainty. Alright, now, but the question is, but doesn't Tesvis intimate in his Loshen, doesn't Tesvis imply in its Loshen like the Mashal? Because Tesvis says the Kashe, Vintema, Mishinuye Kame, he says, Nifshe Bayedrav Bibet Leitiro, the Matam Yudos Larziro, Vafil Mikminum Bedeim, Hoperashti Din Bedeim Leitiro, Kolshken Mishachecho. So why doesn't Tesvis? So why does Tesvis just say Mishinuye Kame? Tesvis should ask even from this teretz. So the Mashal says that's exactly what Tesvis means when Tesvis says Vintema Mishinuye Kame Name. Why does he say Name also? He means two kashes from Mishinuye Kame and from this teretz. So he still should be able to be patient. What Rashi asks. So Tesvis gives this teretz. So he says, V'yesh lima den liv, she yoso mashe le yitiro mishachasheich, al gozul chatos, hay mishim bidyei. So the teretz is also a teretz as to why we cannot be patient from this loshen of the Gemara. Also, now, but while the Mashal rejects the Mashal's pshat in Tesvis, because of what the Ran mentions in the name of Tesvis, so that would be a good rai. If by assuming like the Mashal, so what the Ran says in the name of Tesvis would be in harmony with what Tesvis says here. But even if we say like the Mashal, that Tesvis is chilek and Rashi's lomdes not only in regard to the case of Heitzi Yodim Leoperes B'sheyik, but also in regard to the case of Heitzi Yodim Leoperes B'meizit, we still see that there is a certain variance between what Tesvis says here and what the Ran says in the name of Tesvis. Now let's turn to the Ran. Alright.
Rosh Hashanah, the Gemara Mucha would have to be shei kol ishal leisa chotzer. Aval b'meizin, afin leisa chotzer osa. Ufishit asra shezal b'gemara, bein sheitzi yodin b'yein, bein sheitzi mechasha shecho, kol sheitzi yod b'meizin, afin leisa chotzer osa al arzir. V'chein posek Rambam. So if it's b'meizin, so it's also al arzir, even leisa chotzer. When does the Gemara in the last kimte say that there is a distinction between leisa chotzer chotzer? Heres, that's b'shegit. But b'meizi, it's also even leisa chotzer. Bein hoitzim yodim b'yein, bein sheitzim chashir. V'chein posek Rambam zal, v'fei yikud gimul chashabes, da'afo gav de'amrino. Da'amrino b'somo didik paz b'tano, b'meizi titiro l'odeiso, kidin shiyovu disa skile, ochena mehalo l'mishcha l'arziro leisa chotzer, afil itzio b'meizi, kidin shil yipla apiris m'yodei, v'yovu disa skile. Lese, d'loi dome, d'ilu ba'yi didik paz b'tano, ilo shagin lio deiso al kochi nosu li dechiyuf skile shal kochi ti gome rafi esa pas aval hoche I boye noket le pere biyode le romu le shuz rabim. There is no certainty, it's only a mere possibility, so we tell him don't be tempted to throw it down in order to feel convenient, to feel comfortable. Aval biteis ve seivrim di meizi di hoche ki meizi di osu di hoche name milse de lo ishchichei. The kula yeime linket peres biyode. Hilka b'meizid deoche deosom. Kol shol niskaima machshavti daine eise chotza deoche. Urebiye deosom. Shol meizim apas matana kredish deopel niskaima machshavti shore. Umayi dimash bahoche b'meizid afil eise chotza rosea. Gen sheitzi yodim b'diei. Sheyef shol lovi dechim skilat. So because of this run in the name of Teisves, so the Marshal rejects the Marshal's pshat. But the question is, how can we say that this Teisves is in harmony with what the Ran says in the name of Teisves? Because this Teisves says in so many words in the Teretz, the Yesh Leimadein Lifshit. The also Marshal itiro mishachasheicho avogav the also lichiyuf chatos hayim mishum bedyeim to lishayich tamze. That's the lomdes of kruche with lule. Whereas the Ran mentions in the name of Teisves that the Meizi de Hoche the Iski Meizi de Hosom, and just as we say by Redia Sapas he tiro l'ilodeisoi kedim shiolo disaskile, so here too, even though it's theoretically possible, but it's very difficult, you know, to keep the hand stretched out. Suppose he does it immediately after Tzitzak Chovim, Friday night. So for 24 hours, he'll have to keep his hands stretched out. This is some job. So Mimele, it's considered like almost impossible. Like almost impossible. So Mimele, he says, so the Ran says in the name of Teisves, that just as we say, and the Gemara says in the Maskone, so he also say, by Mezit Mishachasheicho, also, Hitiro Leil Arziro. And when do we say that it's lo yitiro le'arziro, even le'isechotzea, b'meizit, that's mi'bedyei. But how about kruchei plule? So the Ran says in the name of Teisves that we don't approve of the lomdes of kruchei plule. Because there is a very good reason as to why mishachasheicho should be mutea, and mi'bedyei, it should be osea. Because mishachasheicho, we have an important objective to attain. In other words, to preclude the consummation of Melachat Raisi. Mibedyeim, we don't have such an objective to attain. So too, it's not reasonable from the point of view of how. Anyway, the Ran in the name of Teisve says that even in a situation where it's not reasonable from the point of view of how, as long as it's reasonable from the point of view of the why, so it's all right. So the Chachomim won't matter him. But Teisve says no. So we must say that what the Ran mentions another sheet of Teisve. It's not this Bala Teisve. Otherwise, there is a stire. So how can he reject the Marshal on the basis of what the Ran mentioned in the name of Teisve? But obviously, this Teisve that the Ran mentions is not in harmony with this sheet of Teisve. It's just the reverse. So we have to say, what did Mashiach? The Mashiach certainly did not make a mistake in this kind of inyoni. So we have to say that the Mashiach held that even though Teisve says here, V'yeish leimar, dein lifshit, di hoso mashalu yitiru mishachasheicho, אפל גב דיוסל יחיוב חטוס היינו משום מבידיין לא ישייך טיים זה אבל גב דיוס הפסל אם לא מדיטירו so here thesis in effect says that we do operate with the svore of Chichuchei Tore. So that's only vis-a-vis this lotion of the Gemara. And the Rashbo is geires, we boy say meleilom loy tifshit. Loy tifshit. Veloy kashi can be shei, can be mazit. So the question arose, how can the Gemara say in this lotion loy tifshit? But we certainly can be patient from the fact that it may be Samedresh didn't say kamish hashechom b'dayin, but just in the reverse way than it was mentioned in the previous akimte. So he says that this lashon of the Gemara, since the Gemara spells out leilom loytivsheit, must adapt the lomdes of kechuchay tule, because otherwise how could this lashon of the Gemara say leilom loytivsheit? So we can still be patient, if not for the lomdes of kechuchay tule. So this lashon of the Gemara obviously must approve of the lomdes of kechuchay tule. In other words, what is the lomdes of kechuchay tule? That even vis-a-vis zeire nati takone, so what the Chachomim say has to make sense not only from the point of view of the why, but also from the point of view of the how. Point of view of the how. So that's only, this is what the Marshal held. That this is only, Tesis only says that in respect to this lashon of the Gemara, where the Gemara spells out Leilom Loitivshit. So then we are forced to say that this lashon of the Gemara took it for granted that the Delomdes of Kechuchei Tlule is sound, even in connection with the Gzeira. Even in connection with the Gzeira. Masha'ink in the Adalishenes of the Gemara. So the Gemara doesn't say in the Adalishenes, just as it says here, V'boi say Meloilom Tivshit, V'kashi kam b'shei kam b'meizit. Why doesn't the Gemara say in the Adalishenes also, V'boi say Meloilom Tivshit, Yidivide b'sheik, V'boi say Meloilom, and then, the Adaloshen, the following Loshen, V'boi say Meloilom Tivshit, V'loi konso, V'loi kashi kam l'isechotza kam l'chotza acher. The Gemara only spells out Leilom Tivshit in this Loshen. But in the Adalishenes, so the Gemara just says, we boy say me either b'sheik. Doesn't say, leilom loy tifshit. So in other words, from the fact that there is a variance, whereas in that lashon the Gemara spells out leilom loy tifshit, and in the Adalishenes the Gemara doesn't, so that means that in the Adalishenes the Gemara is saying that we are patient, that we are patient. In other words, and we are patient the other way. In other words, that it is itil. So be mazit. So mishachasheicho. So then, for a special reason, in order to prevent the consummation of melacha deraisa, but still there is no. So we can be patient, Rav Bibas Abaye. We can be patient, Rav Bibas Abaye. And not the way the Gemara said at the very beginning, holy kashye v'tifshet. Because over there, when the Gemara said holy kashye v'tifshet, the Gemara meant v'tifshet et lo yitil. And here, in view of the fact that the Gemara doesn't use the same expression lo yitifshet and just says stam, so the Gemara means tifshet the other way, that itil. So me'mele b'meizit mishachasheicho. So then it's muta for a special reason. But, and the two, and when is it, where, and the two brises, so can be reconciled by applying one brise to Shegeik, and one brise to Mezit. And Bimezit. But Mezit Mishcha Sheikho. So then there is no Knas because of a special reason. So this is what the Marshal assumed in Teisves. In other words, since the other rabbis do not say Leilom Leitivsheit, the other Ukimtes do not have the Loshin Leilom Leitivsheit, so that means that in the other Ukimtes of the Gemara, in the other Lishness of the Gemara is assuming that we can be patient, that he tiro. And since the Gemara mentions that Rav Nachman said like the last Kimte, so Memele, the Ran says in the name of Teisves, that I'll leave the Psak Aloche. So, Bimezit Mishach Hasheicho, so it's Mutalar Ziro, but Mibezit, Mibedien, so it's also Lar Ziro, even Lezer Chotzer. This is what they have to say. Now, Tan Lechotzer Achers, Tan Lechotzer Achers, Vyosa Lar Ziro, Diktone Loy Lar Ziro Etzlikoma, Elo Lar Ziro Lechotzer Achers, Umayshne, Umayshne. So the Gemara says, Hosom li sav de machshavte. Hoche li sav de machshavte. So Teisa says, Umayish ti bezu kineged zu aire. Di bidyut achas shone vishone. Di ki yiser chiyuf chatos. Di meishid me shus ayochid me shus ayochid derech shus arabim. Ina me bidyut achas uchin shi mafsik shom rishus arabim. So Teisa was bothered here by a very strong kashi. Di gemore esi kashi umayish. So the gemore gives it teretz Hosom loy sav de machshavti, hoch isav de machshavti. So Rashi explains. So if it's lechotzer achere, so it's niskaim machshavti. So mimele because it's dil mezinachit shadul yoshes rabbi. But if it's leisechotzer, so then it's loy niskaim machshavti. So we are not gezer. Why aren't we gezer? Because since his machshove was not fulfilled in any way, so he'll become so frustrated that he will not try to do it again. Bees, all right. So, but the question is, why does the Gemara, at the very outset, even ask Kikashe, Umayshne? There is such a fundamental difference. In other words, if it's Lechotza Acheres, so what does it mean? In other words, I stand here, and I stretch out my hand, Neyo Peres, here's the Rishus Rabbi, here's the Rishus Rabbi, my Kavone was to drop it into Rishus Rabbi. And then I reminded myself, so then, and I ask Kishayle, am I allowed to, so there are two alternatives. Either I can pull it back and drop it in the Rishus Ayochid, in the Chotzer where I'm standing, or here is one Rishus Ayochid, one Chotzer, here is a Rishus Rabin, here there is another Rishus Ayochid. So into the other Rishus Ayochid I cannot throw. Or let's say, suppose the Rishus Rabin is Mafsik here, Bidyutachas. So in other words, so in the same chotzer I'm allowed to drop it, but in the other chotzer not. So Teisa says the kashe, how can the Gemore even for a moment think that he should be allowed to drop it even the other chotzer? But then he's meishit mirshus ayochid lishus ayochid derech rishus rabim. So there is it's a melacha deraisa. So why do we have to resort because of Xere Dilma Zimnachite Shadul Yoshus Rabim without a Zimnachite, without a Xere? So Teisus gives two terutzi. One teretz is the Tenochaname. In the case where it's Bidyutachas, let's say I stand here in this chotzer and here there is the Rishus Rabim is Mafsik. The Rishus Rabim is Mafsik, and then there is another Chotzer. So then the Gemara wouldn't ask why we say that he's not allowed to drop it in the other Chotzer, because then it will be Melocha Derais. Bidyutachas, Mishus Ayoch, Meshit, Mishus Ayoch, Mishus Ayochit, Derech Rishus Rabim, Derech Rishus Rabim. But the Gemara knew that when Rav Nachman said, Lechotzer Acheretz Isoseh, he means even Bishteidyutis. Even Bishteidyutis. I stand here in this chotzer, and then here is a Rishus Rabim, here is another chotzer. So if I'm not allowed to drop it lechotzer acheres, even if it's b'shteidyutes. So there is no meloche deraisa. So why shouldn't I be allowed? So the Gemara says, "Hosom misav de machshavto, lo misav de machshavto." So it's a special gzir. That's one teretz. The other teretz that Teisus gives is iname b'dyutachas uchshei mafsik shom Rishus Rabim. In other words, so what is mafsik? It's Yudachas, but instead of a Rishus Rabim being Mafsik, so Ikarmelis is Mafsik. So Mimele, if not for the Gzeire, of Dil Mezom Zimnachite Shodel Rishus Rabim, or Shodel Rishus Rabim, or Shodel Ikarmelis, so then it would be Osa. So because of that, it's Osa. If it would be muter, if not for the gzeira deal meshodel rishus rabim or karmeles, so it would be muter. But it's osir; he's not allowed to drop it in the other chotzer because of the gzeira zil meachine shodel elikarmeles. So we see two things. First of all, we see according to the second lashon teretz and teisves, that it's also lechotzer acheres even to drop it in a case where a kalmeles intervenes between one chotzer and the other chotzer. Not only Norishis Rabbi, because the Mechaber paskens in Shimon Meches that if the kalmeles is mafzik, then you're allowed to drop it in chotzer acheres. So it's contrary to the stasis. So the Mogavrom is that kashi against the Mechaber, the psach of the Mechaber. Hoyo ameshe simen Shimon Meches. Hoy yemi bishus ayochid veitzi yodim liyo peres bishus arabim bisei chasoro bishegi ikmuto larzir leise chotzer vosal yishito lechotzer acher vim bimezit oser afil larzir leise chotzer v'yei shemrim dahanu mila kishi tziyom bidei avu tziyo shechasheicho muto larzir o shema yashlichom yod 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 yachir chatos. So the first shite is the shite of Rashi and the first lotion in the Mechaber on Simen Shimon Ches is the shite of Rashi and the Rambam, that there is a distinction between Rediyas Apas, where it's a certainty, the consummation of the Mloch is a certainty, and Reitz Yodim Leoperis Bemezit, where the consummation of the Mloch is a possibility, probability, not a certainty. So, and then the second Loshen, that's the Shite, that the Ran mentions the name of Teisves, which is the Shite of the Rosh, explicitly, and the Shite of the Tur. Then he says, "Bamedvam amurim ki yitziol yeshus arabim, avol yitziol ikalmeles b'chol gavne mutal arziro, even lechotzer acheres." So that's contrary to his second lotion. So the Mogavrom has that kashi, and the Mogavrom says that the psak of the Mechaber is in line with the first teretz in Teisves, not in line with the second teretz in Teisves. Now, but one thing is remarkable here. Tesis says, "Umaish de bezukene gezuayre de biyuta achas shone vishone dike isach yufchatos." Now, what does it mean? It's a melachah deraisa. But is there a melachah deraisa? Even biyuta achas. Suppose here there is a rishus rabbim intervening, and there is another chotzer. So even biyuta achas, if we'll drop it in the other chotzer, how will he behave a melachah deraisa? Why? Because meishit rishus ayochid rishus ayochid derech rishus rabbim biyuta achas shechin hoyso avides alvin. So that's melachah deraisa. But Teisves said in the name of the Yerushalmi, Teisves said here, Dav Gimul Amud Aleph, Baseiso, but when is there a melachah deraisa of Meshit Meshayochid Meshayochid Derech Shisarabim, if it's done by two people, in other words, Reuven and Shimon, and Reuven is Meshit Meshayochid Meshayochid Derech Shisarabim, and Shimon is a passive Mikabe, a passive recipient of the object. If you put it on the floor of the Rishus Ayochid, Derech Rishus Rabim, even with Yudah Achas, that was not Avides Alvin, so then there is no Yisod Raise. So how is it that Teisve says, Bizuk neged Zuhayre, the Yudah Achas, Shone Vishone, the Ike Yisachi of Chatos, what kind of a Chatos is it here? When is there any Chatos? If there are two individuals, Reuven and Shimon, Reuven is Meshit, he fetches, let's say, the object, and then the Peres, and Shimon is a passive Mikabel. But if he showed away, so then it's only a Nisar Rabbonon. So why does he say, Diki Yisachi Yufratos? So the answer is, that's exactly the reason as to why Teisves doesn't say, Diki Yufratos. But Teisves says, Diki Yisachi Yufratos. In other words, it's still also only Midrabona, not Midraise. But Teisves, here the Gemara asks the Kashe, Umaish. In other words, because the Gemara knew that there is, and the Gemara gives the Teretz. Also, Misav de Mashafte, or Chalo Yisav de Mashafte. So it's because of his special Gzeira, deal in the Zimna Achine Shodol Eshes Rabbi. So Teisves Kashe is, in the case of Yuta Achas, so if it will be done, if it will be handled by two individuals, by two Jews, then there will be a Chiyuf Chatos Mamish. But in this case, where he drops it in the other chotzer, it's only also midrabbonon. But midrabbonon, it will be mamish the meloche of meishit mirshus hayochid mirshus hayochid derech mirshus arabim derech yutachas. But there is no isa deraise. But it will be a regular shvus midrabbonon. So we don't have to resort to any special gzeire dil mezimachide shochet shodol mirshus arabim. So why does the Gemara ask the kashe umayishne? There is a big difference. All right, it's not osa midraise, but midrabonon it certainly osa. Teisves only says there is no chiyuv chatos if it's not handled by two, if it's handled only by one. The meishit mishayochid mishayochid erchus rabim. But midrabonon it's a real meloche of meishit mishayochid mishayochid derchus rabim d'yudah achas.
But with the Raisa it's not osir. But with the Rabbonon it's osir without recourse to the special gzeire of Dil Mezim Nachin Eshadu Leshus Rabim. And why does the Gemara ask? Kumayishne, didn't Gemara know that with the Rabbonon it's osir? So Teisve says, no. Here it has reference to a case where it's te dutis. So Memele, even if it would be handled by two, so it would only involve a Nisar Rabbonon. So in the case when it's handled by one, so it's like exere, so it shouldn't even be osir. So that's the Gemara's kasha umayishne. So the Gemara gives the teretz. So misavdu machshavtei. So loisavdu machshavtei. So maybe there is a special exere. There is a special exere. The deal mazim na achite shodol l'shesarabim.